Hello there to my friends all over the world, especially to all the producers of Life Word all over the globe. This is it. This is what we are planning with Brother Luis and Brother Danny Paris at Life Word in Conway, Arkansas, to have a project like this that we would be able to make a video tutorial of the media technology. When we talk about the media technology, there is a vast, actually, materials and equipment and applications that we can use in order to preach the gospel effectively to all the world. You see, when we talk about media ministry, well, it goes to any kind of media. Of course, the literature is also a media, but we are focusing actually on the video and the audio productions. So for many years, we've been doing that. In fact, I have been preaching in the radio since 1975. And then in 1983, we started our studio here and produced a television program. But we are now in the days of this advanced technology of social media. And I believe a lot of us have noticed that the social media is being swarmed by a lot of people who are actually teaching their, you know, what they believe. And of course, everyone is free to do that. But for us who consider ourselves to be fundamental in our doctrine and of teaching the Bible, then I believe that we should do this. If other people are preaching their false doctrine, because you see, the social media are there are a lot of people there who are preaching, which the Lord has warned us that in the last days, many will come. You know, many will come, and some of them are actually even teaching false doctrines. And so we will have to do this because I believe we have the accountability to the Lord and the responsibility of using the social media or the media technology in order to advance the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I personally believe, you know, while we are studying about the last days, about the book of Revelation, that the time will come that when the Lord will rapture us, the Antichrist will be the one to control the world. And I believe he will use this technology. That's why before he would ever do that, let's do it and proclaim the gospel to all the world. In fact, the Lord promised us that if this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to all the world, so the end will come. All right, so we will be starting a tutorial, and actually there are a lot of equipment that we're going to use, you know, and I will be introducing to you the hardwares, at the same time also the software, or the software actually is the application, and there's a lot of that. No, first of all, I will be teaching you the OBS, the Open Broadcast Studio, that we are using for live streaming in social media like Facebook and YouTube. And I know there's a lot out there that are already using it. In fact, you can go to YouTube and you know, and just you know, type there what kind of tutorial you would like. But sometimes what they're teaching there is lacking, and sometimes you have to discover it yourself. And so I'm trying to do this in a step by step, in order that we would know from the very beginning how to use the OBS Studio. And aside from the OBS Studio, there's a lot of application that you can download in the web. But the problem sometimes is that they are limited. Like, for example, there's another one, we just don't have to mention the name. Like, you're only up to 4 scenes or frames. And after that, when you go to number 5 frames, then you will be asked to pay for some amount. But this OBS Studio is a free software, free application, and I really want to thank the people who are doing this and the engineers that have done this, you know, and shared it to us for free. And I pray that it will continue continually to be free, because we are using it for the ministry and we are not charging anything. So praise the Lord, and I pray that you would bless these people who have actually done this software and have given it and sharing it free. Because, you know, why I like this software, because it has an unlimited scenes or frames that you can make, and it is very easy to manipulate if you know. That's why if you're using it already, then fine. But for those of you who are beginners or might not be using it, because I noticed at the Facebook actually that a lot of people right now are using their smartphones, you know, and it's okay. I mean, really, what you can do is just to use your smartphone and go to Facebook or YouTube, especially Facebook, and just stream your broadcast. That is very easy. But sometimes I find out that, that we have to improve that, you know. But if you don't want to improve it, it's fine, you know. As long as the audio and video is clear, because one of the problem actually with using the cell phone is that sometimes you depend on the microphone of the cell phone, and so if you put your cell phone, you know, farther from you, then you will have a problem of the audio, especially if you're staying in a place where there's so much echo, and especially like in a church, in a chapel, and you put your cell phone away from the pulpit, and so what you get are the echo and all of those noise. That's why I would suggest that somehow you can buy, you know, if it's available, if you are out of this lockdown, you can buy a microphone like that. This is a pulpit microphone that actually you can use for your cell phone. You can see that. So if you just have to plug that in your cell phone and put this microphone, which you can buy online, you just have to search for what you call this Android microphone or microphone for cell phone, smartphone, or Android, or iPhone, anyway. Or so, you can also use, there's another one here, which I bought from downtown, you know. This is a Logitech headset actually. You notice that there's only one baby plug, stereo baby plug with the microphone here, that you can also put in your smartphone and use your microphone here. Because it's better, the point here is that we need to have a clear audio. Or maybe you can use this. There's another one, the headphone that goes with it. If you notice that the headphone that goes with your cell phone has also a microphone, see? So you can use this while you can also, after that recording, you can monitor your audio. So I believe that in this moment of time, that what is available to us, because we are being locked down right now, is our smartphone and our headphone. And I know that a lot of our pastors and preachers are using this, you know, in streaming their preaching in the social media. Or anyway, later on maybe we can improve. That's why what we're gonna do in this tutorial is to do it one by one. What kind of hardware are we going to use, from the very basic that we already have? Later on, improve it to other equipment, like many adapters or putting graphics here and there. So that's what we're going to do. Buy the smartphone. Actually, we can use this smartphone later on. We'll have a tutorial on this, how to edit your video using your smartphone. Or shall we say that you will use this to record. Of course, you know already how to record your what you call this, your audio and video with your cell phone. But of course, what about recording or editing your video? There are actually, like in my phone, there is a KineMaster here, you know, and a Power Director, which you can download from the Play Store for free. I don't know about the iPhone users. I think you can also use it, maybe free, or maybe you have to pay some amount. Anyway, so there are a lot of applications that you can use. You can broadcast by simply using your smartphone and your headphone. And I would suggest, of course, that later on you can buy a headset, you know, a good one like this Logitech, which I am actually advertising right now, or, you know, this pulpit microphone, you know, that you can order online or maybe in your place. If you can buy that in the stores like we have here, that we have stores right here that you can buy these things. But if not, you order it online. Okay, so anyway, we'll set that aside. I will be explaining more of that later on. But right now, you know, our first lecture will be about the OBS studio, which I'm using right now to record this tutorial. And I promise you, this is really a very good application. But if you're using other application, it's fine. But if you want to, you know, to shift at this application, I promise you that you would love it, because right here you can put some like that, you know, the text that you have right there, and you can do that, the running or the rolling text, for example. You can do that with OBS without any problem, you know, as long as you just know how to manipulate or to manage it. Okay, so there's a lot, of course, of the equipment that we can use. Right here in the studio right now, I just have a lot of equipment here that maybe later on I could just to teach you one by one. It's truly a blessing. I thank the Lord for this technology that somehow I can share it with you because, you know, I am doing this for many years now. I'm going to churches and having seminars with pastors and churches. In fact, today we found that this is very important because we are being locked down because of this COVID pandemic. So, you know, we are not allowed to worship corporately. And you know, some of my friends that have been attending and, you know, during those times they are not really very interested. And right now they realize that they need it. And that's why even from at home, I'm still having a tutorial with all our friends, my friends that had been in the seminar from Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao. But I am happy to share this knowledge. And for us at Lifeword, we are being called by God to do this ministry, and we are happy to be a part of this ministry in helping you, by the way, for free. So this tutorial is the property of Lifeword, okay? Media ministry, not only here in Asia Pacific, because I'm going to give it to Brother Luis, and we will be uploading it to our to our Lifeword cloud, and Brother Luis could distribute that to our producers and to our friends who are interested, not only here in the Philippines, but all over America and all over the world. And it's okay with me. I will give the permission to use it like OBS Studio. They're giving it free. So why would I sell this tutorial? As long as you use it to advance the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ, we would be happy for that. Okay, so we would end here. We have about 12 minutes of this introduction, but the next one would be our tutorial using OBS. Okay? I pray that you would stick around and, okay, learn this tutorial for the sake of the ministry. God bless you.